Loimar she'eino oivid kol ayim. No, the Buddhist argument on the Tanakama that even though midiraisa, you're true, a kohen gadol is allowed to do the avodah, but midirabbanan the Rebbe Yehuda says we don't let the kohen gadol do the avodah. Loimar she'eino oivid kol ayim. We don't let the kohen gadol do the avodah because the man is an oinim. Why? Gzeira shema yoichol. We're afraid that gzeira made you come to eat. As usually when a kohen does the avodah, he's allowed to eat from the korban. So if we tell a kohen gadol, when you're an oinim now, you're allowed to do the avodah, we'll be afraid maybe he'll eat from the korban, and that is not allowed to. Before we said a kohen gadol could only do the avodah, but not to eat. So Rashi says, Loima shein oivu kol ayim, ad alayl, until the night time the kohen gadol can't do the avodah. Avo balayla, when it comes night time, in bo lahakter, chalovim v'yemurim yakter. When it comes night time in Echlami, then we'll let him bring the korban. Then he could do it. Why can't he do it in the daytime? The Pasuk says it's mutter. Have you told us the gzeira? Gzeira shema yoichol. Kol ayoyim osa bachilus kodeshim min ha-teira. The midiraisan, oinin, is not like kodeshim. So that's the gzeira. Have you told us the gzeira? We're afraid maybe you'll eat the kodeshim. Avo banina salayla, when it comes at night time already, that mishanikvara meis b'yoyim, if they bury the meis in the daytime, ainu medivre teira. That's not midiraisa anymore, that aninas. Elim adivrei stoifim, it's only with the rabbonin that he can't eat kachim there. Vacha shemila lev yudu v'masechtes vachim. Vacha gam yudu kol ayoyim hu baninas v'lo yi yakrif. That's the yudu shita. That since that the whole dateline, if the kohen gadol eats from the korban, he's over in aveira midiraisa, therefore we make a gzeira to say, he should not do the avoida today either. A gzeira, he shouldn't come to eat it. That's what the yudu is saying, it's being more machmer. For the Gemara, Oma le ravada marav le ravom, Omi goz the Rabbi Yehuda, Shem Yoichol, is it true that Rabbi Yehuda makes a gzera to say that a kohen gadol should not do the avoida when he's anointing, because we're afraid maybe come to eat it? The Yotanan, we learned to now Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Roimer, Af Isha Acheres Maskin Eloi, on Yom Kippur Gufa, we prepare a second wife for the kohen gadol. Why? Shem Thomas Ishtoi, maybe his first wife will die. Yeah. Now, and therefore what? He'll do the avoid without a wife. Therefore, we prepare a second wife. But our core part of the kasher is now, v'imai se'ishtoi, but it's mashma clearly from the Mishnah. On the tzad, his first wife dies, ovid avoida. He is allowed to do the avoida. Just that we prepared for him a second wife before Yom Kippur, like we learned the whole sugya. So as soon as his first wife dies, he has a second wife on hand. So mainly he's allowed to do the avoida. But I call upon him, he's an oinim though. His first wife died on Yom Kippur. He died in the daytime. And still the Mishnah says clearly, the Kohen Gadol is allowed to do the avodah today. So you see clearly, for like God's Rabbi Yehuda. You see, Rabbi Yehuda does not make this gezeira, Shema Yoichol, to be afraid. Maybe if a Kohen Gadol, when he's an oinim, when one of his mishpacha died, if you can let him do the avodah, we should be afraid, maybe come to eat it. And our Mishnah says not like that, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, even on the side his first wife dies, so what? We have a second wife prepared for him. Let him do the avodah today. I may become teet. No, he knows the law. He won't come teet. So you see, if you told you don't make a gzeira. So my answer's poshut. Everybody answers the teretz. The poshut teretz. Omalei, hachi yashto. What kind of sushto? What kind of kasher is this? Hosam in our Mishnah. We're talking about what? We're talking about Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, does anybody eat on Yom Kippur? Nobody eats in Yom Kippur. So why there is no gzeira with a kohen gadol will come to eat on Yom Kippur? Hey, sasim kivun Yom Kippurim hu. We're talking now Mishnah about on Yom Kippur. To kuli al maloi koachli. Nobody eats on Yom Kippur. Is melehu namely yosla mechel. So why there we're not afraid the kohen gadol will come to eat? Therefore, the kohen gadol, even though his wife died now on Yom Kippur, so he's talking anointing. Since midiraisa kohen gadol anointing is allowed to do the avoda, avada on Yom Kippur we let the kohen gadol do the avoda. I Rabbi Yehuda says as a gzera not to do the avoda, maybe you come to eat. That's the rest of the year when people eat, we're afraid maybe the kohen will come to eat. But on Yom Kippur that nobody eats, we're not afraid the kohen gadol will come to eat. So now there's no kasha. Avada, that's from Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is such a gzera that a kohen gadol, that's anointing, he shouldn't do the avoda the whole year because maybe you come to eat. But on Yom Kippur, we don't make such a gzeira. Mashenken hocha, the kuli al ma'achlihu, hu nami osi lamechel. But the whole year that everybody could eat, then we're afraid if the kohen gadol is an oinim, does the avoidam, may do come to eat. Freddy Gemara, Akasha, right there, what was your having me to ask the question even? Vichi hagavna michal le'aninas. Like, what was your kasha? Our Mishnah says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that let's be afraid maybe his first wife will die. and then he could do the avoid with the second wife. So if Mashpev, his first wife, dies, he's anointing. So that was the kasha, how could he do the work? He's anointing. For the Gemara, after the whole sugi we learned before, on the tzaddah's first wife dies, is he anointing? No. We have before, on the tzaddah's first wife dies, he gave her a get. The get is not before Yom Kippur. So she's not his wife. So if she dies in Yom Kippur, it's not his wife that died, he's not anointing. For the Gemara, v'chi agavna michal olei aninas, is the chal, the isra aninas altogether. For Megarsha, we sat down the whole kimt in the Mishnah before. Then how are we talking about? That you gave the first wife a get also. Then it's sad, she dies, you get, the tonight was, al manas that I go into Beit HaKnesses. So when his first wife dies, the Kohen goes into the Beit HaKnesses, and then she's megareshes from when? From yesterday. So if you say, when she dies today, she's not his wife. He's the hazel din aninas. So the chal, what was the hazel din aninas? He has to together. And for the Gemara, nehi di aninas. Leichayel, true. Since he gave his wife a get yesterday, she's not his wife. Now that she dies today, there's no dinaninus. But a cold part of the Kohen Gadol still feels bad. He's still torrid. So Rashi learns, like he still has problems, it still bothers him. Like he didn't give his wife a get because they had a fight. We're talking about now, why did he give his wife a get? Because she died. So Lamaisa, even though true, she died. So the get is chal from yesterday, but a cold part of it still bothers the Kohen Gadol. So Rashi says, Milay Mitrid. When a kohen could eat kodshim, a korban, it's only when he's happy. Ugduli has to be in a proud mood. The pasuk says, "Locho nasatim lomoshcha kederach shamalochim oichlim." You could only eat kodshim from a korban when you're eating it with terus happy, terus proud, a choshev achila. Mashenkim, when a person has a lot of tzuris, he's not allowed to eat kodshim. So that was the Gemara's Havamina, that since the Kohen Gadol's wife died, true, he has no din aninos, because the get was chal yesterday, but still the Kohen Gadol was sure, feels bad about it. But since he's in a bad mood, he's not allowed to eat today. So Lechur, why don't you have a gzera to say, he can't do the avoida today, because we should be afraid, maybe if he does the avoida, he'll come to you also. And that's the Gemara answers, Poshe, there's no kasha. We're talking about Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, there's no gzera, you come to eat. On Yom Kippur, everybody knows, since you don't eat, nobody eats on Yom Kippur, Havada, we're not afraid, maybe the Kohen Gadol will eat on Yom Kippur. That's the way Rashi learns, that if you feel bad, you're not allowed to eat kochim. Tosfos here, the Ritva and the Tosfos Shalom, they argue, they say no. Havada, stam, a person has problems, has sorrows, he's still allowed to eat kochim. There's no aloha stam, if you have problems, sorrows on your mind, he can't eat kochim. So he learned the trance like this. The Gemara is just saying a svarim, that if he would have been torrid, so Mela, that was Pshan the Havamin of the Gemara. The Havamin of the Gemara is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you should make a Zerum, that since when his wife dies, true, she's not his wife, because the get was chal yesterday, but our koponim is going to feel very bad, he's going to be torrid, he'll be famished. So we'll be famished, we should be afraid, maybe he'll forget the halachas, and he'll come teeth from the korban. That was the Gemara's kasha. Just like Rabbi Yehuda says a regular Kohen Gadol, when he's anointing, since he's not allowed to eat the meat, we make Xera, he can't do the avoidam. So if a Kohen Gadol, like in this case, when the first wife dies, even though the get was chal, he's not a real learning, but still the hakasha was, we should still be afraid. Maybe he'll be so bothered, or bother him so much, he'll forget the lochis, and he'll think he's allowed to eat. So that was the Gemara's Havamina. And that's the Gemara's Gilteris? No. That a koponim, since today is Yom Kippur, nobody forgets. Everybody knows that Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to eat. So that's the maskana. According to Rabbi Yehuda, a regular Kohen Gadol throughout the year, when it becomes an oinein, midirabonin, he's not allowed to do the avoida. Because it's the gzera, maybe you come to eat. Why in our Mishnah do we let the Kohen Gadol do the avoida? Because the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, we're not afraid to come to eat. Because nobody eats on Yom Kippur. So that's the Mishnah. Kol Shiva Sayonim. All these 7 days before Yom Kippur, that we said there's a mitzvah hafrosha. We have to separate the Kohen Gadol, bring him into Lishkas Parhadrin, who Zurek is Adam. All these 7 days before Yom Kippur, we let him bring the korban atomid in the Baikir, in the Erev. He makes his rikas adam. He collects the dam of that korban atomid, and he makes his rikas adam. Umak tiras ekteris. He also brings the ekteris all these 7 days. Umetiv asaneris. He also fixes up the menorah. Umak rives arosh. Later, he's makriv, he brings the pieces, the head. He has to regal the feet. And some say, well, then the rest of the korban oilo. He's the tomet shoshachar, he also brings up all the pieces of meat and puts it on top of the mizbech. Like, he does the avoida these 7 days to get him used to doing the avoida, that when it's going to come Yom Kippur, he'll be rogel doing the avoida. V'shar kol ha-yomim, mashenkin, the rest of the year, not these 7 days, then it depends. Kohen Gadol, imrot salahakriv makriv. Whenever the Kohen Gadol wants to, he has the right to come into the Beis HaMikdash and bring the korban. Kohen Gadol makriv chelik b'rosh. Whenever the Kohen Gadol comes in and wants to bring the korban, he has the right to bring it. He also, when they divide up the meat, who to give it to, he also the first one to get his chelik. Even though all the other kahanim, they were bought the others. There were special days when you had a right to come in to do the avodah. You couldn't stop coming and say, I want to bring korban today. There was a base av, there were special kahanim for each day. Now Shenkin, the Kohen Gadol, he has the right anytime he wants to. Throughout the year, he could come in and say, I want to do the avodah today. But he's not mechuyev to. Only these 7 days before Yom Kippur, here every day, he was the one that did the avodah. So Rashi, who Zerik Yes Adam, Shel Timidim, Vaisas both of them, the Tomet Shoshach and the Tomet Shoven Abayim, Kedei Shiei Rogul U'mezum and the avodah Shem Kippurim. Kedei that when it comes Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol will be Rogul, will be used to doing the avodah. What does that mean? Medashim in offer. He takes off the ashes off the wicks. Hapsilois, shekavu, from the wicks that went out. V'chein kol yoyin v'yoyin. This avoid was on every single day. Metiva, they used to fix it up, baboykir, every morning. Shenema, baboykir, baboykir, metivoy, esaneris. V'chol yoyin, more than every day, makpir and kateris. V'heichel. He would also burn the kateris in the heichel inside the kochim. Fras v'shachras, half was done in the morning. Ufras bein avoyin. The rest of the year, if he wants to fix the menorah, if he wants to bring any korban he wants to, he's allowed to. And the mishma, those kohanim that are supposed to do the avodah today, they can't stop a kohen gadol from coming. Anytime he wants to, he can come in. He's the first one to be makted, to put the piece of meat on the mizbeach. Any part that he wants to, he has the right to say, I want to take this piece of meat up to the Mizbeach to burn it. He has the right to do it. Later, when you have that korban chatis, that there are parts of the meat that go to the kohanim, that there's a chaluka, how to give it off. Who gets the first portion? The kohen gadol gets the first portion. He gets the nicest portion also. That's the cover that we have to give to the kohen gadol. Tomorrow says, Man Tana, who's the Tana of our Mishnah? Omer Rav Chizda, the Loik Rebbe Kiva. I tell you, our Mishnah cannot go according to Rebbe Kiva. But our Mishnah says, all these 7 days, when he's in the Lishchas Mahadran, he does the Avodah Sayyim. Now the Kasha is going to be, Rebbe Kiva Shita is, that when Yamaza the Mechatas on somebody, if that person is Tomei, then the Mechatas is Metaya that person. Let's say that person is Torah though. He doesn't really need the Mechatas. Midirabon, that person becomes Tomei. That's the lochem. If you take this mechatis, the water from the ashes of the paraduma, the mechatis, and you sprinkle it on somebody that's tor, he becomes tamim with the rabbanim. So kashrus is that we learned before that all these 7 days of the prisha were mazer on the kohen gadol. We sprinkle from the water the mechatis on the kohen gadol. Now according to Rabbi Kiva, if you mazer the mechatis on the kohen gadol, since the meister he's tor, it's only minasofik maybe he's tamim, but really as far as we know he's tor. So it comes out when you put the mechatas on him, he becomes tummy. So if he becomes tummy, how does our Mishnah say that all the 7 days he does the avodah? If he's tummy, he can't do the avodah. So our Mishnah does not go according to Rebbe Kiva. That's the Gemara saying now. Man tan amar chizud loy Rebbe Kiva. Our Mishnah can't come out according to Rebbe Kiva. Why? The Rebbe Kiva, if the Mishnah comes out according to Rebbe Kiva, ha'amar Rebbe Kiva sounds like this: Tor, a person that's Tor, shenof lo olov. Hazor, if the Hazor means the water from this mechatis falls upon you, Tamosoi, it's metame you. So now, Hechi of an avoidon, how could the Kohen Gadol do the avoidon all these 7 days before Yom Kippur, when we separate him, to put him into the Lishkos Parhadrin, since we learned before, we're Mazaron the Kohen Gadol every day, of his day becomes Tame. The Tanya, we learned like this. The Pesuk says, V'hizo hator ala Tame. If somebody really was a Tame mace, so then, v'hiza hator, a Torah-dika person, takes the mechatis and sprinkles it on the person that's tomei. And that person then becomes Torah. So it's a diuk. Al ha-tomei Torah. If you sprinkle the mechatis on the person that's tomei, then it becomes Torah. Of a v'al ha-tor, tomei. Divrei Rebbe Kiva. That's what Rebbe Kiva's drasha. Now the apostle says an extra word, al ha-tomei. It just should have said, v'hiza hator, that's all. Why does it say al ha-tomei? Pshita goes al ha-tomei. So the word al ha-tomei is extra to teach us. Rebbe Kiva says, who becomes Torah from the Mechatis only if you were Tomei? But if you were Torah before, then just the opposite. Then you become Tomei. That's Rebbe Kiva Shita. This is the Kasha now. Since all these 7 days, We're mazer the mechatas on the kohen gadol. And since, as far as we know, really he's tor, so now when the mechatas goes on him, he becomes tamei. So if it's like, how could the Al Mishnah say he does the avoida all 7 days? He's tamei. He can't do the avoida. So Rashi, hechi yavad avoida. He's called shiva all these 7 days. Harei mazen olov. We learned before that we're mazda, we sprinkle the mechatas on the kohen gadol every day of these 7 days. And according to Rabbi Kiva, the din is alatomei tor. The alator tomei. If he's the alatomei nasetor. True, if you sprinkle the mechatas on a person that's tomei, tomei meis, now this mechatas makes him tor. But if he's the alator, let's say you sprinkle it on a person that's already tor from before, the din is nasetomei. He becomes tomei. Could be the right, according to Rabbi Kiva. The yalaf taimo. Maybe al hatame yisera can force to come on. It's an extra word here. These are ator al hatame. Pshita, like you have to sprinkle the mechatis on the tummy of the person. Why does the pasuk say al hatame? That's the Mekiva's drasha. That only a person that's tummy becomes tor. But the opposite way, if you are tor, you become tummy now. That's the Mekiva's drasha. So the Chachamim Omrim, the Chachamim say no. The Chachamim Omrim, ein advarim halalu amurim. That's not the drasha for this pasuk. Elo, the pasuk is not talking about this drasha. Elo, what is the pasuk talking about? V'dvorim ha-mekablim tumah. It's telling us what is called hazor. Hazor is called if you sprinkle the mechatis on somebody that was mekabel tumah. Mashenken, if he was not mekabel tumah, there's no din hazor, like we'll soon see. Mahi, what does this mean? Kedetsanan, like we learned the Mishnah in Parah. The Mishnah in Parah says like this. Nizkav in lahazis. Alabema, let's say the koyin took his azor, he took this hops. His grass, and he put it into the mechatis, and he had kavanah now to sprinkle it on a behema. V'hi's the aladim, but lemaisa didn't sprinkle it on a behema. A behema, a live behema, is not mekabel tumah. There's no din hazor on a live behema. So according to his machshava, it was a bad machshava. But lemaisa he sprinkled it on a person that was tummy. So halacha is, it's called a good hazor now. Im yesh b'yezoiv, if there's some mechatis left over in the hops and his grass, you still have some mechatis left over. In other words, you took this grass, you dipped it into the jar of mechatis, you sprinkle it on the adam, and there's still some left over here. Lamaisa, what's left over is still kosher, and you can use it to sprinkle on a second person. Because since matchila you sprinkle on an adam, on a person that was mekabel tumah, that's called a good hazor. Since it's called a good hazor, the leftover, the shirayim of the water inside the grass, is still good. Yeshna, you can use it a second time. What about faket? True, at the beginning you dipped in your grass, your azoiv, into the water, yatka wanted to sprinkle on a person. But the hezer ala behema. At the end it came out, you didn't put it on a man, but you put it on a behema. And a behema is no din hazor to a behema. Behema is not makabel tumah. Then the lachar is, that's a post lahazor. And therefore we say the shirayin, the leftover water, mechatis in the azoiv, is possible to use. Is im yesh bi ezoiv, if there's still some mechatis left over in the ezoiv, lo yishna, you can't use it a second time. You're not allowed to use it, that's possible. That's the way the Rabbanan dashim from this pasuk. That's the Rashi. The Chachamim Maimrim, al hatom el drosha osa leimar, shein divrei hazo amurim ela bedvor mamakavim tumah. When is it considered a maisa hazo, only if you sprinkle the mechatis on somebody that's mekavim tumah? Avu b'dvarim shein mekablim tuma, like an animal. Close about an animal is alive. He's not mekabel no tuma. The din is ein hazor hanitenas aleim kri hazor. If you sprinkle the mechatis on them, it's not called hazor at all. V'nafkamina is nafkamina now. Shashirayim sheyesh b'yezoiv shirei psulihein v'en lachshir mazois. The leftover hazor and these azovs you can't use anymore. It's a pasul hazor, you can't use it anymore. That's the way the Rabbanan dashin from this pasuk. K'nam l'skavim. All right, that's what you learn. Fighter. Now, my time with Rabbi Kiva. What's the time of Rabbi Kiva that he dashes from this posik? To tell us that if the person is tomei, then the mechatis is mitar you. But if you are tor, the mechatis that goes on you makes you tomei. What's the time of Rabbi Kiva? Because Rabbi Kiva says, Nichtav Rachmon, the posik just should have said, Vehizer hator olov, that a tordika person takes the mechatis and sprinkles it on him. Like Pshita, the person is a tomitic person. Hey, Smayala Tome. Why did the Pasuk have to say, sprinkle it on the tomitic person? It just should have said Olov on him. Pshita, we're talking about the person that's Tome. Lashmamin of Mirat Saraya, Ala Tome Tor. If you sprinkle the Mechatis on a person that's Tome, true, he becomes Tor from the Mechatis. Of the Ala Tor, let's say you take the Mechatis and sprinkle it on somebody, that's really tor. The din is tameh, he becomes tameh. That's a mikiva shita. So this is the Gemara's kasha. According to mikiva, how mishnah doesn't come out, because the mishnah says the kohen gadol does the avoid all 7 days. The question is, since we sprinkle the mechatas on him, he becomes tameh, so he can't do the avoid. We'll soon see what the teretz is. Vayit of rabbonin. For the more of Rabbonin, what do they do with this postek? V'izer ator atamei, ha'ilu dvorm ha'mekavim tumu diyosa. It's common to teach us halachis of what hazor is called hazor. If you have make the hazor on a person that's tamei, that's called a ma'is hazor. Then we said the shirayim left over in the ezov, you can use a second time. But if you have kavanah to sprinkle on the behemah, that's not mekavim tumu, and you sprinkle it on the behemah, then the hazor is not called a good hazor. The leftover water in the ezov is possible. You can't use it. That's the Rabbanan's drasha. Aval hocho. But here they argue on the Kiva. You can't say you're drasha of Kiva. They say kal v'chaymu. It's the kal v'chaymu, just the opposite of what you're saying. Madach like, im ala tome tor, madach, if you put this mechatas on a person that's tome, he becomes tor, ala tor le kol shechein. For sure, if you put the mechatas on somebody that's tor, for sure remain tor. Like, how could you say what you're saying, Rabbi Kiva? You're saying a mod nezach. If you put it on a tome, a person it becomes tor. But if you put it on a tor, a person it becomes tome. How could that be? He's madach on a tome, a person that makes him tor, for sure, if you put the mechatas on somebody that's tor, for sure he'll remain tor. So how could you, Rabbi Kiva Dashnas, know? Rabbi Kiva answers like an echnami, taka right, but that's the chuk of paraduma. Hainu dekama shloimai. This is what Shloimai Melech said. Or mati echmako, vehi rechoikim imeni. I thought I was smart, and I see I'm very far from it. Now Shloimai thought he knew the reasoning for all the mitzvahs. When it came to the mitzvah of paraduma, he didn't know, he taka didn't know what the reason. Does he had this kasha gufo? The paraduma, the chuk, and that's what shver. How could it be? The mechatis. If you put it on the person that's tamei, it's matahim. If you put the same mechatas on a person that's tor, he becomes tamei. How could that be? Erechnami. Yokav v'chaim is the same kasha, Shleim Melechan, and that's part of the chukah, the paraduma. That's where Rabbi Kiva learns. For the more of Rabbonin, but what do Rabbonin do with this? Like Rabbonin say no. It's the kav v'chaim, you're wrong, Rabbi Kiva. I, Shleim Melech, said he had something shver by the paraduma. So how did Rabbonin learn what was shver to Shleim Melech about the paraduma? Hahu, you know what that was shver to this din? Lemaze ulemaze nolov tor. The halacha is like this: the kohen that takes the mechatis and sprinkles it on the person, so the person is tor, and the kohen that sprinkles it is also tor. That's the halacha. Aba v'nigeya bem tamei. That's the din. If somebody stam touches the mechatis, he becomes tamei. So that one was shver the paraduma. That one was shver to Shleim HaMelech. How could that be? This mechatis itself. If you sprinkle it on people that are tomei, they become tor. And if you go and touch the mechatas, you become tomei, that was shvertin. But here do we say if we sprinkle on a person's tor, we don't make him tomei, that Rabbanan don't hold from. The Rabbanan say even if you take the mechatas and sprinkle on a person, by sprinkling on somebody, you can't make him tomei. The Kiva says no, even the stam being mazer on a person that's tor, the mechatas makes you tomei. Rabbanan ulamazze ulamazna love tor. V'nageya behen tomei. For the Gemara, is that true? Umaze tor is the koyin that sprinkles the mechatas on the tomdika person. Is he still tor? I've walked still. The posik says, Umaze mehanido yechavis begodav. The posik says clearly that the koyin that sprinkles the mechatas, he becomes tomei. And he has to wash himself and his begodim. Even the clothing is wearing becomes tomei. That's what the offer of Pasuk. Umazim me'anid, whoever sprinkles the me'anid means the me'chatis here. If you sprinkle this water that's made from the ashes of the paraduma, it says clearly yechabis begodav. So you see clearly the mazim is tamei. And if the Gemara, my mazim, what does the Pasuk mean? My mazim means nageya. It doesn't mean merely the current that sprinkles it. It means rather the current that's touching the me'chatis. For the Gemara, v'oksiv mazim, v'oksiv nageya. No, the Torah says both. The Torah says mazim and nageya. So you see the mazim doesn't mean the person that's touching it. The yoid mazeh boy kibus begodim. Somebody that's mazeh has to even wash his begodim, even if the begodim that he's wearing at that time becomes tummy. Mashenke negay, if you stand touch it, loy boy kibus begodim. So you see clearly there's a difference between the mazeh and the negayah. So you see clearly the mazeh is also tummy. So how could you say the mazeh is tor? Elo, my mazeh, what is mazeh? The Torah says mazeh means noisa. Means if you carry it, enechlami. If you carry it, then you're even tummy your begodim you're wearing. If you just touch it, then you're only tamei, not your begodim. If the pasuk when it says umazim mehanida, the one that sprinkles the man mida, doesn't mean sprinkling it. It means if you carry it. So why did the Torah say a lashon of mazir? Why didn't it say the lashon noiser? It's my time exiv mazir. The more hokem ashlon. The bina and shir hazor. That's what we say if you are noiser, if you carry the mechatas, you become tamei. It's only if you carry a shir that's roi to be used b'shas your mazir on a tamedik person. That's good. If you hold there's such a shear, there's an amount. How much of the mechatas you have to have in the kli when you make the hazor? Or how much mechatas you need to sprinkle on the tummy? Then it's good. That much shear you need to carry it to be metami yourself. Elo lamandi yoma hazor ain't tzricha shear, but there's a mandi yoma that says no. When you take the mechatas and sprinkle on the tummy, no matter how little of the mechatas got on the tummy, it becomes tor. There's no amount how much of the mechatas has to be there. So the ma'ik lemeimer, how could you tell me now that the person that carries the mechatas, he becomes tummy only if he carries a shear? There's no shear, there's no amount how much you have to have. Even the smallest amount is matar the person. And the Gemara, yeah, afil lemandi yoma hazo ain't tzricha shear. Even if you hold, you don't have to have a shear in amount of how much mechatas has to go upon the talmidic person. Avahan immediately, what is this said? Agav the gavram. Because how much water has to go on the person? Even the smallest amount is matar the person. Avu b'mona. How much mechatas has to be in this kli? When you start out with the kli, you have to have this kli, and then you have the azov, and you dip it into the mechatas, and then you sprinkle it. How much water had to be in the kli? That is a shear. Abu b'mona tzricha shear that everybody holds. The Tanan. Kama yehei behen v'yekzei hazor. How much mechatas has to be in the kli? And then we say you could dip the azov in to make the mais hazor. Kedei sheyitzvol roshe gvulim. In order that the heads of the gvulim, of the azov, could go inside it. That's the shear. V'yazin.